me and show the audience. All right, guys, this is how you... Oh, this might not be enough of an edge.
Enough leverage, you can do anything.
So when do you start recording? Do we get any jokes in there?
But not any ones that we could use.
Nothing was said, so... Okay. Audio is recording.
Yeehaw!
All right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Cigar Guys. Today we have questions that people asked us, whether it was on TikTok, the comment section, wherever it may be. And we're just going to go through it one by one and answer the questions for you guys.
These are commonly... Jesus Christ.
I heard you.
These are commonly asked questions by you guys, the viewers, like Mark said, from different platforms. So we're going to tackle some of these topics, answer a lot of questions, and Jared's going to have fun making shorts out of these.
Yes.
All right. So first
Real
question.
Quick,
go ahead.
Mark likes to get ahead of himself, but we're going to share what we're smoking today. Mark and I are smoking a cigar by Aromacraft, correct?
That is correct.
The Intemperance VO 1920 Senator Volstead. This is a unreleased cigar. It is pre-release, so it's going to be released soon, but we're smoking it first because we're G's. Nice medium body smoke. I actually don't know. I have to look up the blend on that, but I'll probably throw it in the description or something. Jared, what are you smoking?
I'm actually trying the basis cigar today. So I had Aromacraft last time. I thought I'd try something new.
Interesting, yeah. First time on the pod?
First time with the Besa and first time on the pod.
Wow. Very nice. For those of you that don't know, like Jared, the Besa cigar, you can get that at BesaCigar.com. The link is also in our YouTube channel or any of our social medias.
Back, you cry.
So basically, Besa cigar, great cigar based off Albanian history and culture, and tastes even better. Overall, great cigar. You got to check it out. BesaCigar.com. But we're going to go ahead. Mark, if you would like to read the first question.
All right. Go ahead. First question. Common question that we get. we get this more than anything, I think, really.
Yeah.
What are some good cigars for beginners? Good question.
Excellent question. And I'll say one good cigar for the beginner. Obviously, besides the Besa cigar, it actually is a really good cigar for beginners. Because it's mild to medium. It's not going to put you on your ass or anything like that. But it's got a lot of great flavor. And new cigar smokers will be able to pick up all the nuances and the flavors in there because they're very prominent. So the Besa cigar for sure. But besides that, one of my recommendations would be a My Father Connecticut if you want to go on the lighter side. What about you? What do you think? What's another good one?
Yeah, I was going to say My Father. I think another good one is Caudwell. The King is Dead. You still get a lot of, decent body with it.
Yeah, that's more medium body.
Yeah, a lot of flavor with it. That's not, like, too overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say any light to medium body cigar. I mean, I started off with Monte Cristos. Those burn fast and are very light. But also are kind of the upper, like 15, I think, each.
Yeah. I think for a beginner, like, a cheaper cigar is typically better for them.
Yeah.
Like La Gloria.
That's a good one.
That's definitely one that a lot of people might start out with.
Mm-hmm.
It's more commonly found. I'm going to try this beer. I'm drinking beer today, which I never drink. This is called Dragon's Milk. So we're going to see how that is.
It's like our first beer and cigar pairing, I believe.
Dragon's Milk, yep. The milk is actually from a guy dragon.
Rip. It's very sweet. So it's a stout. It's actually a bourbon barrel aged stout. So I'm not going too far off the beaten path here.
Yeah.
There's bourbon. 11%. So I'll be done after this one. But okay, so yeah, My Father Connecticut, La Gloria Cubana, the classic is a good one. Caudwell King is Dead is a good one. The Besa cigar is the best one, quite honestly. That is not a biased opinion.
Yeah, I think for a beginner, you should always start out a little bit lighter.
For sure. A little mild to medium because that body could kick in and, put you on your ass, basically. But Those are a few. There's a lot of cigars we could talk about, and it depends on what you, if you like Connecticut or Habano, stuff like that. There's so many different, and there's gonna be people in the comments saying, you know, this cigar is good, this cigar is good. There's so many that you could try. Those are some of our go-tos or our go-to recommendations.
I would say the best thing to do if you're a new smoker is go into your local shop and ask them for recommendations.
Yeah, talk to your guys at the shop. Ask them what's good for a beginner. Most of the time, they're going to steer you in the right direction. But when all else fails, come back to us and ask us, and or refer to this video and get some recommendations like from us.
Yep. All right. Next question.
This is one we've been getting asked a lot. There's one guy in, on TikTok that keeps asking us, so we're going to tackle this a little bit.
Yeah.
The feds.
Least obvious fed. How can I get Cuban cigars if I live in the U.S.? Good question.
Great question.
Because for those of you that don't know or don't fully understand, Cuban cigars currently cannot be sold in the U.S., but you can go to other countries and purchase them, and you can bring them back to the States.
Yep. And there are websites online where you can kind of buy them.
So there are websites online where you can buy them. So we'll talk about that. You can go on websites to buy Cuban cigars. The problem with that is there's never going to be like 100% guarantee that they're legitimate. Even the most reputable websites, there's a chance that you can end up getting fake ones.
And this is why I go to my local gas station to get a Cohiba. I check to see how many screws are in the box.
Always pick up your cigars at the gas station. No, but
actually, if you go on Reddit, r/Cuban cigars, they have a whole like community info on like the best websites to buy from.
Yeah. So you could do that.
FBI sting operations.
Yeah, right.
Listen, it's not illegal because you're technically not purchasing it in the U.S. There's ways around it. There's other loopholes that we won't get into. But what you could do as well is, I mean, this is probably a little harder, but if you know someone that frequents either Cuba or these other countries where the cigars are sold and they go to a certified dealer that's found on Habanos.com, they can get them for you. We have a buddy of ours that brings us legitimate Cubans. He has basically a warehouse full of them, but we go through him. So we kind of got lucky and found the guy that is able to get us legitimate stuff.
Or if you know someone with a plane, you just kind of.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not going to be easy necessarily unless you go the internet route, but then, you know, order online. You do risk that. You know, there's a risk that they're not going to be 100% legit. And of course, you can go to these countries yourselves and find a cigar shop that is certified, a certified dealer of Habanos, which you can find online, Habanos.com, and then go there and purchase them. But I mean, you can't just go into a shop if you live in the States and buy them, unless it's like super underground. Like,
not yet.
Not yet.
True.
And there's also ways of telling if Cubans are legit. There's so many different brands, though. They have different ways of telling. Like Monte Cristo, for example, a box of Monte Cristo Cubans will have the one nail in the center, like the front center when you open it up. There's one nail in the center. Cohiba is mostly looked at the band. And then, of course, the Cuban cigars will have a triple cap. So the cap of the cigar, you can look and see that there are three leaves that were used to make the cap. There's a bunch of videos you can find online showing you different ways to check if Cubans are legit or not. So you can look into that.
So pretty much just do your research, check online forums, know people that visit other countries a lot.
The easiest thing is knowing someone who either has them, knows they're legit, or just knows really well, like kind of mentor you, I guess. That's the best way to go about it.
Pretty much. All right. On to question number three. I feel like we just did a video on this too.
We've talked about. It's a question we still get all the time. What are our favorite cigars? Favorite cigar brands?
Yeah, it's ever changing too. You know.
So we can go around the table and talk about our top three or top five favorite cigar brands.
But we can each pick our top three, and then you know.
Yeah. Okay. Jared.
I want me to start?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say Padron, normally 1964 or 1926 for me. And then Aganorsa Leaf. I've been really smoking a lot more often. And then the cheaper one, but number three on the list, I'd say La Gloria Cubana because of the flavor and the price, only $8.25.
Yeah.
So you really can't beat that.
Yeah, it's a solid list. You know, my number one is normally Padron, but for the sake of, you know, Jared just saying that, I'll pick someone else. let's see. A Toro Fuente is really, this is, mine's going to be in no specific order. A Toro Fuente is really good. I really like Roma Craft. And another solid one would be Caldwell. And this is obviously leaving out the Basis cigar, guys, which we bring up all the time.
Basis cigar number one.
Yeah, for sure.
Hands down. But yeah, Padron is also my favorite, so I'll give you three more. Toro Fuente is also, I would say, one of my favorites right now. So let me try and think of three more here.
AJ Fernandez.
AJ Fernandez makes great cigars. That's yeah, so AJ Fernandez, his reach expands very far. So he has his own personal cigars, and then he also does a lot of blends with other brands. So AJ Fernandez, anything that he makes is actually really, really good. So we'll put that on there. AJ Fernandez, and then Liga Privada by Drew Estate. I would say Drew Estate as a whole because they're also very large.
Except for?
Oh, well, so like Drew Estate in general. I can't say Drew Estate in general because cigars. So Liga Privada, we'll say Liga Privada is its own brand. And then Musa de Saca as well.
Yeah, he makes good stuff.
Yeah, anything by Saca, Dunbarton, and Truss make great stuff. So those are a few recommendations for you to check out, too. Those are some of our favorites. And if you ask again, ask in like 3 months when our mind changes.
Yeah, I would say your favorite cigar is very, like, for me at least, like, I get hooked on a cigar brand for a little while, and then I move on, I get hooked on another cigar brand.
Maybe in 3 months we'll be into Plasencia, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like whiskey, you know. I was big Macallan 18, then Macallan 12 Old Fashions. Then like Belvini, like I think 17 neat, then Belvini 14 Old Fashions.
So only two favorites.
Oh yeah, pretty much. I mean,
a man of habits.
Yep.
So those are some of the favorite cigars right now. So a question on here is, if I plant cigar seeds, otherwise known as tobacco seeds, will they grow into a cigar tree?
Yes.
So kind of. Obviously, yeah. Tobacco is a plant.
Yeah. We usually pick our cigars out of the tree about like 4 weeks of the cigar actually growing like a flower.
Yeah. So you basically take a cigar, you bury it at least 12 inches underground. And about 2 years later, you have a tree that produces those cigars. Band not included, but it produces those cigars. No, but actually, tobacco obviously is a leaf. Leaves come from the ground. I think something like that. You plant a tobacco seed in the ground, and actually tobacco is one of the easiest plants to grow and maintain. You keep it outside, use naturally made pesticide to keep bugs off, but it's very easy and very quick to grow tobacco actually. And then obviously the longer you leave the plant out in the sun, the more ripe the leaves will get, so they'll become darker, and that's where you get darker cigars like this. If you take them off earlier, you get
What are we thinking about growing our own tobacco here locally?
I think we talked about it.
Okay.
In Albania. The first true Albanian cigar with Albanian tobacco.
Yeah, there we go.
But yeah, so you can technically grow your own tobacco and then roll your own cigars. It's going to take a lot of practice to roll a cigar as nice as this one, but it is possible. I know people that actually, we were just talking to a guy at Cigars on the Ave in Winter Park. He was rolling his own cigars. He had tobacco. He had the filler binder wrapper, and he was rolling his own cigars. So something you could do.
Yeah, he was doing it, man. It's a good hobby.
All right, the next question. When do you take off your cigar band? I think it's a really appropriate question because before I read this book, I actually used to smoke the entire cigar through with the band on it for extra flavor. But it turns out, probably not a good idea. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah. So people actually, some people will smoke the cigar and they won't smoke the band necessarily, but they smoke the cigar in such a way where that it will go behind the band and then come out the other side. So the band is not burned, but they'll smoke like kind of in the center of the cigar and then come back out. Crazy. But to answer the question legitimately,
don't.
I would say it's appropriate to take the band off the cigar when your burn gets close to the band. Reason being is the longer you have the band on there, the heat will start to melt the glue of the cigar band, and then it's easier to take off. If you take the band off like before you light it, for example, there's a good chance that it would tear the wrapper of your cigar.
Yep.
And then it might become unsmokable and might unravel, stuff like that. So the safest bet is to smoke until you get real close to it, take it off. Try not to slide it off either, because that's also a good way to damage the wrapper.
Yeah. I only slide it off if I feel like the wrapper is super loose on the cigar.
Yeah. Sometimes the band will be, or the band will be loose.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can do there, take your lighter and melt the band back onto the cigar to hold it right there for a little longer.
What?
Sure. There's
something to try.
There's the cigar guy's advice, and then there's Jared's advice. But yeah, that's what we would recommend. Some people would argue that you should take the band off before you smoke it because you're not flexing what you're smoking. That makes no sense, dude. Like,
yeah, I was kidding. Do not melt the wrapper. Don't do that.
Actually, I just did that. It worked pretty good. I just heated it up just a little bit. I took it off.
Well, yeah, but he was saying to put it back on.
No, I'm saying don't take it off. Just light it up if it's too loose. But I mean, don't do that because you can't hold it after that. Just jokes, people.
One day you guys will learn our sarcasm.
Yeah, yeah. We had that guy that commented on one of our videos. It was like, take the cigar off.
Take the band off.
Yeah, yeah. Grow up. Take the band off.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I'm not trying to flex what I'm smoking. And I was smoking like a Drew Estate Blackened 81. I replied. I was like, dude, no one's going to be impressed by my Blackened 81. M81 cigar.
With that logic, it's like saying, don't drive your car. Don't flex it. Don't wear clothes. Don't flex your clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes more sense. If you're arguing like, oh, don't buy Nike. Just buy like some no name brand.
But that's funny how he said. He didn't say buy no name brand and keep the band on.
Yeah, which is also dumb too, because I mean, right when you sit down in the cigar lounge, you know, you look at a guy and you're like, hey man, what are you smoking? You know, it's a good conversation starter.
Yeah.
Can't tell you.
I took the band off. I don't know.
Secret.
I think the next question is like the most famous one, or one of them lately.
True.
Oh, yeah. Why do you hate acid cigars, Gurkhas, Rocky Patels, or any flavored cigar in general?
So, yeah, the main question is, what is the beef with acid cigars?
Yeah, for sure.
And, I mean, it's just our personal preference. I'll tell you 100% honest, the main reason why we hate on acid cigars so much is because y'all watch it and you get so pissed about it and then it goes viral. That's why we hate on acids.
Yeah, for real. We get the views, man. It gets the views.
Yeah. And all you guys commenting and tagging your friends and all that, you know, it just helps us. But our personal preference is that we don't smoke flavored cigars. We just don't enjoy them. We like to have the natural taste of the tobacco and pick up those notes instead of the infused flavors. That's our personal preference. If you like acid cigars or any flavored cigars, you know, by all means, smoke it. We actually don't care. But we will continue to rip acid cigars a new one on TikTok as long as y'all keep watching them.
Yep.
If you guys stop watching them and they stop going viral, we won't post them. We'll go after Tatiana's
yeah,
next.
Yeah, that's the next one, right?
And then when it comes to Gurkha or Rocky Patel, so Gurkha, it's more of a, it's like a running joke in the cigar community.
Yeah,
honestly,
it is. Yeah.
But outside of that, I personally, I just haven't had a Gurkha cigar that I liked.
I agree. Same here.
Jared? Same here.
I actually never had a Gurkha, but I've had one acid that one time on the podcast because it was suggested to me as a prank, I believe.
I'm pretty sure you suggested it yourself.
Just the egg. Yeah, I gotta at least try it one time.
Yeah, you got to try it at least once, I guess.
The personally, sure. The whole reason I'm smoking cigars is it comes straight from the ground. No added chemicals, so there's no point of spray on, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Rocky Patel, too. We don't really hate on it that much. We just say we don't like it.
Yeah, I haven't had a Rocky Patel that I liked. I think there's plenty out there.
Yeah, I think I had one I liked. But there are, you know, Rocky Patel fans and people love them.
Yeah, our main beef with that is like there's a lot of Rocky Patel fans that like are part of this cult.
Yeah.
Where it's like the single best cigar in the world and that's all you should ever smoke. And you haven't had a Rocky Patel, dude, you haven't smoked cigars. So, again, it's kind of a running joke. But there's no legitimate hate towards these cigars, honestly. It's just for fun. And if you guys aren't having fun with it, I'm sorry. It sucks.
Yeah, why would you smoke a cigar and have a bad day?
Yeah, you know. So that's the the answer behind our beef.
I'm pretty sure his next question, Mark wrote.
What is it? Yeah, so someone asked us, how do we pull so many bitches? And that's a, you know, a very good question.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty natural until that book came out. Now it's just
insane.
It's unfathomable. It's insane.
So you say you were doing good, but then you read the book and it was even better?
Even better.
Yeah. Really, what I do is, like, you know, if you're trying to pull a girl, you have to legitimately, like, hate them.
Yeah.
Girls like guys that don't like them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, the girl feels like they have to prove themselves to that guy. As soon as you start simping on a girl, dude, it's over. Done. She gets the ick. The ick is detrimental to men these days.
And, you know, no one really knows what that is.
No one knows what that is. Because it's like the cigars that you like. It's based on preference.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's got a different palate. Girls all have different palates. There's certain things that are all the same, but you do something like you walk a certain way, ick.
Yeah,
ick. You breathe air the wrong way, ick. You look at the stars for 5.2 seconds, ick, bro.
Ick. You show any emotion, ick. You go bowling, you bowl weird, ick.
If you're left-handed,
ick. Yeah. If you blink too much, ick. See, if you breathe, ick, you know?
But the point is, the ultimate guide to cigar smoking does, in fact, discuss these topics. It doesn't. That's a joke, no. Mark would know because he hasn't read the book yet.
I read the book religiously every night. Anyways, next question. what is the point of smoking cigars? Why do you not inhale?
Yeah.
The point of smoking cigars, at least, I think for everybody it's a little different. For me, it's to relax. You know, you might have a stressful day. You go smoke a cigar. You relax. It's your you time.
Yeah, so.
It's your time with your friends. It's you time. You know, it's time to just enjoy.
Yeah, and then part of that question, too, is like, you know, if you don't inhale cigars, like, what's the point? And you don't need to inhale cigars to absorb nicotine. Cigars have a lot more nicotine content than cigarettes do. So you intake the nicotine through your mouth. And then you can still get a buzz from it. If you're inhaling a cigar, like a premium cigar, you can get nauseous, throw up, get, you know, really sick, basically. So you still get a buzz if that's what you're looking for. I think a lot of people, it's kind of 50-50 if you're looking for the buzz or not. But I mean, I don't smoke cigars for the buzz. I do it for the flavors and the nuances. And like Mark said, you know, it's like a good social thing. Kind of like people drink socially, cigars, you smoke socially, hang out, relax, because nicotine does help you relax a little bit.
But personally, like, you never want to inhale because you get that buzz, then you get knocked out on your ass. But I think that if you're coming from cigarettes or vape or e-vape or whatever, it's great to have a nice light body cigar and kind of transition away from inhaling. It's actually, in fact, a little bit, you know, healthier. You don't feel so sick. You're not addicted, you know. Like, I'm definitely not addicted to cigars. It just... Once a week, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Basically only on Wednesdays.
Or whenever we're filming.
Which is usually Wednesdays.
Just Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that pretty much answers that question, I think.
Pretty much.
And this is a question we've been getting a lot randomly. I just saw it and I was like, all right, we'll talk about it. Our opinion on H. Upman cigars. I guess people want to know what we think about H. Upman. We don't talk about H. Upman a lot, so I guess that's fair. There is a difference, though, because you have the Cuban brand and the New World brand.
Yeah, the Cuban brand is great.
Yeah, Cuban H. Upmans are really good. My favorite is the 50 Magnum. Super good cigar. When it comes to the New World cigars, I think the only one that I was a fan of was the one that was blended by AJ Fernandez. That was the best one.
Yeah,
the Banker is also all right, but not my style.
Yeah.
You've had H. Upman before, I think, right?
No, actually, just about to say, I think you're the only who smoked H. Upman on the podcast.
He actually smoked the AJ Fernandez one.
Yeah, I thought it was a good smoke.
Yeah.
Mine tunneled from what I remember, but...
Well...
I've been having that issue, tunneling issues lately.
I think it's just Mark.
Is it amazing?
Too fast.
Is it amazing?
I don't know. It's possible. Tunneling can be your fault, but it also can be the cigar's fault.
Yeah.
It just depends. Let's see.
Oh, Placentia.
Our opinion on Placentia cigars, I mean, it's just, there's like one that I've had that I really liked and the others I wasn't a fan of. I think that's kind of the general consensus.
Yeah. I think Jared's a fan.
Oh, yeah. Which one do you like? Do you
I think we had the one time that podcast. I like one I had. I don't remember what type I had, though.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Yeah, so there you go. It's not too bad.
It was like dark cigar, of course, for me. And then like gold, a little bit of gold in there, yellow. I forget.
Zach had a Plasencia cigar and he didn't like it, but he's only had one, so we'll see what happens. What about you? Have you had Plasencia?
Yeah. There was one I like. Can't remember. It's been so long.
The one I had was a gray band. Yeah. That's all I remember.
I had one that I liked and I had two I didn't like, so I just kind of never touched it again.
Yeah.
I can't remember for the life of me the one I liked.
I thought I'd go buy another one just to have it again, back up for in case.
Yeah. All right. What is the most you spent on a cigar? What is the max I should spend on a cigar? Yeah. What's the most you spent on a cigar?
Honestly, like a Davidoff, like $30-something.
Really?
I haven't gone too crazy because it's kind of like after you had that one, might as well go back to Patron, you know?
Yeah. So the most expensive cigar I bought, Alex bought too. It's $100, the Unicorn by Musa Tasaka. Because we bought it for birthdays.
Yeah, it was a birthday tradition.
Yeah,
we buy each other. So like if it was Mark's birthday, he'd get one. Zach would get one. I would get one. So yeah, that's the most I've spent on a cigar as well. I think the most, if you're the average guy, the most you should be spending on a cigar, I feel like, is like 20 max.
Yeah. Well, just whatever you can afford, really.
Yeah, I know, because there's people that have a boatload of money and don't care. I think if you're just average Joe, whatever, the point is once you pass that $20 mark, it really doesn't get much better.
Yeah, the return ratio is
There's a few exceptions, but even then it's like I'm spending, $50 on this one thing that's going to be gone in an hour. Like,
yeah,
it's hard to justify it.
I would say for $50, the best cigar you buy is a Padron 50-year.
True. Second, Alfonso. Great cigar.
Okay.
And it's a Connecticut, too.
Yeah. Jared, have you had the Padron 50-year?
No, but something like that and that Unicorn one.
Yeah, the Unicorn one,
I would say it's not worth $100.
Yeah, I would skip it, yeah.
But if you're feeling ballsy, it's kind of like a staple.
Yeah.
But the Padron 50 is probably the best bang for your buck when you're talking about a $50 cigar.
So maybe if like when we hit 900 subscribers, I'll get the Padron 50 or in 1,000, we'll get Macau 18 bottles.
There we go.
And the Unicorn.
And actually, word has it that so there's one variation of the Unicorn right now. There's going to be two more coming out.
Yeah, different brands, right?
It's still Dunbarton and Truss. So okay. The Silver Mesa is made by them as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lighter one with, I'm sure it's going to have a natural sweetness on the cap. And the other one, I forget what the other one's called, but there's going to be three Unicorns now. So we have to buy them all. Hopefully we have many more birthdays. What's next?
Well, smoking a cigar make me look more sophisticated, even if I don't know anything about it. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I smoke cigars in gym shorts sometimes,
I mean, I smoke cigars simply to look cool.
I think, like, what we talked about last time was that with, like, celebrities and movie stars kind of transitioning in the movie business in Hollywood from, like, cigarettes to cigars, like with Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff, there's a potential. There's like an increase in testosterone, like more masculinity.
it's definitely like cigars have always been seen as like a luxury item. All these rich people smoke it. I think I will say this, if you're trying to look cool, you will not look cool. No matter how hard you try, you will not look cool. But if you just smoke a cigar, like, whatever, I mean, maybe you'll look cool. I don't know. I don't think people look for that. Like if Jared's smoking a cigar, I'm looking at him like, oh, what a geek. But,
I'll wait for the comment section.
So don't smoke cigars to look cool. Smoke cigars only if you actually enjoy them, is what I will say.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, next question. How to cut and light your cigar, different ways to light and cut.
Okay, a very basic question. We have done plenty of videos on this.
Yeah.
So
there's three main cuts. There's a straight cut, V cut, and punch cut.
True. Straight cut is literally just a straight cut, like a flat cut on the cap of the cigar. So you have a flat opening. A V cut is literally like a V incision. So you can see the V there. And a punch cut is a small hole that you punch into the cigar. I would say straight cut and V cut, you get more draw. Punch cut, you get less of a draw, generally speaking.
Yeah. Some people don't like that draw. So if you don't like a lot of smoke in your mouth, you know, go for that punch cut.
It is personal preference too. There's people that live and die by the punch cut. Some people only use straight cut. They'll never touch a V cut. It's just a preference thing. Some people think that the V cut is like revolutionary and that they get so much smoke out of it. It depends on the cigar. It depends on the ring gauge. It depends on a lot of different factors. So that's more of a preference thing. When it comes to lighting, you have matches, soft flame, torch flame. We always use torch because it's the easiest, most efficient way. And if it's a butane torch, so it's clean, no chemicals. It's not going to affect the flavor of your cigar. So butane's the easiest way.
Yep. Then you have matches.
Matches, you got to use a wooden match. But even then, you have to wait till the tip burns out because those chemicals could inhibit the flavor of your cigar. Soft flame. If you use a Bic, don't use Zippo. You can't use Zippo. But if you use like a Bic, that's fine. There's no chemicals in there. So it's just hard to use a soft flame to torch and light your cigar. So that's why the torch lighters are preferred, I would say.
With the wood, wouldn't you say that's the safest, the most clean way? Like use a torch to light a cedar.
Oh, the cedar, yeah.
And then light your cigar. So you have the flavor and the safeness, no chemicals.
Yeah. So a lot of cigar boxes come with sheets of cedar and people will break little slivers off. They will light the cedar and then use the cedar end like a giant match basically to light their cigar. People claim that's the purest form to light their cigars. I think that might be true, but I'm not going to use a cedar stick to light my cigars every time. Personal preference. That's the basics of it. When it comes to lighting your cigar, I mean, you toast the foot, wait till it gets kind of red hot, and then put it to your mouth. Take a few puffs while you're using your torch lighter or whatever. So it lights up nice and red. You want to make sure that the whole foot is lit so that way you can get an even burn when you're smoking your cigar. Yep. And we have plenty of videos demonstrating that.
Yep. And then the next question is, which end do you smoke from the cigar? So typically it's the end that you cut.
Yeah.
So you cut that side and you light the other side.
I do know people have tried both, you know.
Yeah. I know a guy named Jared that's tried both on accident.
Purpose.
There are cigars that are made to be smoked either way, and then you get a different like flavor. But basically, yeah, there will be a side that's open and then a side that's closed. Typically, you will cut the closed side right above the cap, and then you can smoke from that side and light the foot. So that's a question apparently we get a lot.
Yeah. Who was telling us about what did they say about the Padron today? That somebody lights it backwards.
The Padron 80th year? It was actually designed to be smoked backwards. So like if the band is here, you would actually light it on this side and smoke it that way.
Do you still have to cut it?
Yes. Well, I guess no, you don't technically have to cut it.
It'd burn itself out.
I would probably still cut it.
It would be easier to cut it though, because you could get the draw. So yeah, you cut that side and light that side. There's certain cigars that are designed to be smoked the opposite way, and then it'll still taste good. You just get a completely different flavor profile.
All right. Yeah. We're already doing this now. We do this on every podcast, but do you have to pair cigars with whiskey? Absolutely not. Sometimes you have coffee, sometimes whiskey. Sometimes you don't do it at all.
Yep. Pairing, soda too.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, when we smoke cigars, I feel like it drastically changes the flavor notes as you're smoking it. Mm-hmm. Especially you want to dip it in like tequila or whiskey. But other than that, usually we pair it with whiskey. We smoke a little bit before without any whiskey, then have some whiskey with it while we're smoking it, and it changes the flavor just a little bit.
Yeah. The reason why whiskey is so favored in the cigar community is because a lot of whiskeys pair very well with cigars, and the notes will blend together. It'll enhance the cigar. It'll enhance the whiskey. But you can't just take like any cigar and any whiskey and pair it. Sometimes it actually might be worse. So you got to kind of match the body, match the flavor profile. But at the end of the day, it depends on what your preference is too, because someone might like scotch with a full body cigar and someone might say you only drink scotch with a light body cigar. So it's up to preference. But to answer the question, yeah, like Jared said, you don't have to drink whiskey with a cigar. You can pair it with coffee. I personally think coffee is the best pairing when it comes to cigars.
Yeah, I like coffee and soda.
Yeah. I think the next question kind of goes with this too. I think we've done this like one time on a live where we had wine while we had cigars.
Yeah.
But we rarely do it.
Yeah. pairing wine with a cigar is definitely different, because if I have a cigar and wine, and then the next day I have a cigar and whiskey, or just the cigar by itself, it'll taste completely different.
Yeah.
The wine changes the flavor of the cigar very much.
I say typically, though, you pair it with like a red wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Like me and Zach had two Silver Oak bottles back to back with like just cigars for a few hours. It's different because it's like you have to be full body reds too, not like light.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, Cabernets especially.
Yeah. Like a
duck horn.
Yeah, duck horn's good.
Duck horn is pretty good.
It's 6 inches too big for a cigar.
Pretty big.
I think girth is more important than anything.
For the draw?
Everything.
The overall experience. It's all about girth, really. You could have a, you know, 2-inch 60 ring gauge. That's perfect.
And yeah, sometimes the small ones just hit better.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So when it comes to size, again, up to preference, the length and gauge or girth are completely different things. So you have the thickness of the cigar. Cigars on the thinner side typically have more flavor. The bigger you go, the less flavor you get. When it comes to length, that's basically just how long you want to smoke that cigar for. Shorter cigars will burn a little hotter. Longer cigars will burn cooler. So if you have a 6-inch cigar, you're going to get cooler air coming through. If you have a 3-inch cigar, it's going to be a little hotter, so it might impact the flavor a bit, and it might get hot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's just at the preference. Some people like the 6x60s. Some people like 4x50.
Yep.
It's up to preference, really.
All right. Is it safe to smoke a cigar while pumping gas? All right. Short answer.
How did that one get in there?
Short answer, no. Okay. Long
Not
answer.
Is it, it's actually it's illegal, illegal,
right? Yeah. It's illegal.
The long answer is no.
Yeah.
So, I would say it's not safe, but like it's not dangerous.
I mean, Alex has done this, is what he's trying to say.
I have not done this.
Do you want to do it?
I don't
care. You should test it out.
I don't think I'm going to, you know, have enough time to smoke a full cigar while I'm pumping gas. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Unless the gas pump's like running out and it's really, really slow.
It's a weak stream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have no idea. I haven't pumped gas in like 5-something years.
Yeah. We got the Tesla guy over here.
Yeah. All environmentally friendly.
Maybe.
He did live in California for a long time, so.
We almost got to him.
Almost got. If I eat and chew with tobacco, will I get the same effect as smoking it? Probably not. I've never done it.
So
chewing tobacco, I think, should have been the better.
No, so if you chew a cigar, you still can get buzzed.
Oh, the end? Like where you hold it in your mouth?
Yeah, like if you literally just chew on the cigar, like you can still get a buzz. I think it's actually more dangerous because some people, like, it's almost like chewing tobacco where you swallow the tobacco juice, if you want to call it. I actually know a guy who, I don't know him personally, but a friend of a friend, he would never smoke cigars. He would only chew them. He'd chew it, cut like an inch off, chew until he basically finished it. Long story short, he died of stomach cancer.
Yeah, I'll say both his gums looking like. You know. Yeah.
Well, actually, a guy came in my restaurant one time, cigar in his mouth. So, you know, naturally we walked up to him and hey man, you can't smoke that in here.
I'm not smoking it.
Yeah. He was chewing it. And he gives his whole spiel on like how his wife doesn't like him smell like cigar smoke. He got tired of his cars smelling like cigar smoke. He just had like grandkids, so he didn't want them to be around that smoke. So he started chewing his cigars. So he like showed us and everything. He's like, no, look, man, chew it, cut it off, chew it again.
So, interesting.
Yeah. I wonder if humidity is an issue with chewing cigars. Like, do you think it doesn't really matter at that point?
Well, your mouth humidifies cigar while you're chewing it, right?
No, but like, does it even matter? Because, you know, you want the humidity.
Probably not, no.
To burn good.
Unless you like don't like the crunch.
Yeah.
Or if you prefer the crunch.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, do you like crunchy cookies or soft cookies? You know, it just depends on preference.
Also, I wonder what kind of different flavor profiles to get out of chewing it.
All the flavor this time.
The natural flavors. Yeah, because when you're smoking them, like, that's not the God-given flavors that you're intending.
And if there's a hair in there, You get the hair too.
True story. What's next? How do cigar ratings work? Yeah, that's a good question. That was actually sent in by a friend of ours. So you'll see cigars in the magazines, or maybe like they'll advertise it on the box or something. It'll have like a rating out of 100. So, you know, you have a 92 or a 87. And basically that's a way for cigar reviewers to explain to you like the quality of the cigar. So it has nothing to do with the flavor per se. It has to do with construction, the consistency, you know, the burn, stuff like that. And they rate it out of 100. So you have like, you know, construction is 10 points, burn is 10 points or whatever it is. And then you add it all up at the end and you get that number 1 through 100.
Yeah. Or you could be like, I smoked a cigar on the whim, one puff. Everybody knows the rules.
Everybody knows the rules.
And off the top of your head, how are you feeling?
And we keep it down to 10 because, you know, like 100 is too many.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, 1 out of 10.
You know, I think I only have 10 fingers.
Exactly. So
that's how we do it. But yeah, you can look up, you know, how the cigar ratings work, you know, 0 to 100. And it breaks down all the sections of the rating. What's the difference between a cigar and a cigarette?
Well, cigarettes obviously have chemicals in them. They have a filter on them.
Always machine made.
Yeah. So a cigar, a premium cigar, is 100% tobacco, no additives. Cigarette is, you know, especially in America, you can have like 1,000+ chemicals in a cigarette. And the chemicals are really what get you. They, of course, they start adding chemicals to cigarettes to make it more addictive. So that way you smoke more, buy more. But two, you're inhaling cigarettes and that, you know, there's more damage to your lungs. Whereas cigars, you don't inhale them. So
or you should not inhale them.
Some people do.
Yeah, some people do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, the studies show that cigarettes are much more harmful than cigars. Way more harmful.
For sure. Sure.
The FDA, who hates cigars, by the way, released a study that basically said someone that smokes 3 cigars every single day has an increased chance of getting cancer by, I think, 1%. So it like barely affects them on average.
I mean, think about it. If you're smoking outside and you hardly inhale, actually you should never inhale, but if you're smoking outside and the wind's blowing and you're not even doing secondhand smoke or inhaling, it's like the safest way to go.
I think the secondhand smoke in a cigar lounge is going to get you more than the actual cigar that you're smoking.
Yeah,
for sure.
So that's a great point, Jared. How do I properly cut a cigar? I feel like we went over this.
Yeah, I think it's duplicated.
Oh, okay. Do cigars increase your testosterone?
Mark?
Obviously.
I mean, I would say yes. I don't know what the studies show, but...
There's actually a lot of studies out there that, number one, it actually helps brain function.
Yeah.
Number one. And yeah, the testosterone thing, I think that's a little more of a myth, but, you know.
It is true. I think it's a temporary thing, like less than a day. Probably free testosterone.
Yeah.
It only lasts for like a few hours.
It definitely helps brain power. That's actually a proven study. It helps focus.
Because we know right here, one of our fellow cigar guys smokes cigars, then goes and works out afterwards. So
true. There's got to be a reason for that.
Is it working out for you?
I mean, it's not working out.
There you go.
That's a yes.
There you go.
That's a yes.
What are the main types of cigar wrappers and how do they affect the flavor? So there's over 50 different variations of cigar wrappers. We actually did an entire podcast on this. The Ultimate Guide to Cigar Wrappers, I believe it's called. So the main thing is you have lighter wrappers, like lighter in color, the middle of the ground, and then you have the darker ones. Generally, the flavor notes on your darker cigars are going to be more espresso, cocoa, and your lighter cigars are going to be more hay, cedar, stuff like that. It doesn't directly affect the body of the cigar, but it's a lighter flavor profile if it's a lighter color. If it's darker, it's going to be a darker profile, so to say. But generally, if you see a darker cigar, it's a safe bet that it's going to be stronger than a lighter cigar. It's not definitive at all, but generally speaking, Connecticut cigars are more on the lighter side and Maduro cigars are going to be more on the fuller side. It's not an exact, but you can kind of gauge that way by looking at the color.
Yeah, for sure.
another episode we did, the purpose of aging cigars, whole episode on that. So go look for that. But aging cigars, long story short, allows you the cigar to have enhanced flavors. The flavors kind of come and mellow together. The body does decrease, so you can have a really full body cigar, age it for a few years, and the body will come down, and the cigar might actually be more enjoyable, and the flavors will come out more. So that generally people age cigars to enhance the smoking experience. Long story short. Common misconceptions and myths about cigars. The cigarettes versus cigars is one of them. Yeah. Some people say that they're just the exact same thing, but they're really not. Did you have any misconceptions that you've heard in mind?
No, I think we kind of covered the cigars versus cigarettes, the health benefits versus the pros and cons, inhaling versus non-inhaling. Personally, I would never chew a cigar, but some people do, I guess.
Yeah.
I would never chew tobacco or smoke cigarettes.
The biggest misconception is how bad they are for you.
Yeah.
And they're really not as bad as the general public thinks. Like I said, the FDA, who hates cigars and is trying to get rid of them, did a study and said that basically they aren't as bad for you as people think. And I think that's because cigarettes have been attacked so hard as being really, really bad for you. So naturally, any tobacco product is going to be pooled in that. But tobacco comes in so many different varieties that you have to look at it.
Yeah, I think generally speaking, I think every time someone thinks of tobacco leaf or tobacco, they always think of cigarettes.
Right.
You know,
because that's mainstream tobacco. That's big tobacco. You know, so there's going to be some confusion there for the general public. But those are the top questions we see a lot that we've seen over the past, I guess, really since we've done TikTok over a year. If you have any more questions that you can think of, drop them in this video or go to our TikTok or Instagram. We're always answering questions, making videos on that stuff. So we'll keep you guys in the loop on what our opinions are and what the facts are. We drop facts, like acid cigars are not good.
Only facts.
But thank you guys for tuning into this episode of The Cigar Guys. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you can stay updated when we upload new episodes. Go to our link tree as well. We have TikTok, Instagram, all our socials are in there. You can buy the basic cigar that Jared's smoking, the best cigar in the world. But make sure you hit us up on there and, you know, follow us on all our social medias and all that. We appreciate you guys' support. We'll see you next time.
See ya.